The effects of the Spirit. The Apostle Paul said that when we receive the Spirit, it causes us to cry out, "Abba, Father." In other words, we have within us a deep internal spiritual memory that resonates to the Holy Ghost. And when we respond to the promptings He gives to us, we have an inward sense that our lives are being directed and conducted according to the Lord's will. Once we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, our internal software can expand dramatically. Not long ago, I had the privilege of confirming my grandson Cameron, a member of the church. About a month later, I was with him and his family while they were reading the Book of Mormon together. I was watching Cameron, and I noticed that he was marking the whole chapter we were reading. Afterward, I asked him, "Why did you mark the whole chapter, Cameron?" His answer was, "Because it was such a good chapter." I also remember having a similar experience with my daughter Jenny soon after she was baptized. I believe that we're influenced by the Holy Ghost during the first years of our childhood. But after we're baptized and confirmed, we can have the permanent companionship of the Holy Ghost. The Scriptures come alive to us like living food and living water, and we can let our minds flow continuously over the words of eternal life so that our spirits are nourished by them. The Pearl of Great Price says that those who are born of the Spirit will enjoy the words of eternal life. That is the most fundamental exercise of all, the constant nourishment of our minds and spirits in the Word of God. When we pull away from it, we find ourselves growing prideful, jealous, envious, and offended. In order to enjoy the companionship of the Holy Ghost, we need to resist the numerous temptations of the world that would draw us away from the Spirit. I believe a person can resist and overcome temptation by creating a righteous response to temptation before it comes. This involves essentially going through a four-step mind-making-up process. First, feast on the words of Christ to cultivate a desire to know and do His will. Second, ask the Lord in deep prayer to give you a heightened awareness and sensitivity to temptation and tempting environments whenever they arise. Third, commit to the Lord that the moment He gives you such an awareness, you will immediately turn away and do some worthy thing. For example, inwardly singing a hymn, reviewing some memorized scriptures, or working on church assignments. See yourself in your mind's eye confronting temptation and replacing it with good. Fourth, keep the commitment and gratefully report back. Feast on the words of Christ. As we gain greater power over temptation, the Spirit abides with us continually. The prophet Joseph Smith describes what happens when a person actually receives the Holy Ghost. These are his words. A person may profit by noticing the first intimation of the Spirit of revelation. For instance, when you feel pure intelligence flowing into you, it may give you sudden strokes of ideas so that by noticing it, you may find it fulfilled that same day or soon. That is, those things that were presented into your minds by the Spirit of God will come to pass. And thus, by learning the Spirit of God and understanding it, you may grow into the principle of revelation until you become perfect in Christ Jesus. Close quote. Again, fish discover water last. Many people cannot distinguish very much between their first birth and their second birth, simply because they grew up in an atmosphere in which they were constantly nurtured under the influence of the Holy Spirit and the teachings of the prophets. Thus, when they are baptized and enter into the process of their second birth, the change isn't as noticeable to them as it is to people who haven't been brought up in that atmosphere. I know I can never remember a time in my life when I did not feel a testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel. I used to wonder if I shouldn't have had more dramatic kinds of spiritual manifestations, especially when I heard and read about the experiences of some other people. But through my study, I've come to believe that the second birth is sometimes a very natural process. I believe that as long as we feel confirmed in our minds and hearts regarding the gospel covenant, and as long as we follow the straight and narrow path and keep coming back to it when we fail, we will, as Joseph Smith said, grow into the principle of revelation until we become perfect in Christ.